What are two of the most powerful questions you can ask to heal and strengthen any relationship? Stay tuned to the Deeper Dating Podcast to find out.
If you've ever been disillusioned, disappointed, or discouraged in your search for love, and you know there has to be a better way to find the healthy, soul-filling love you've always longed for, then you've discovered the podcast for you. I know, as Ken's work personally has led me to find the love of my life. So here's your host of Deeper Dating, Ken Page.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Deeper Dating Podcast. I'm Ken Page, and I'm a psychotherapist, author of the book Deeper Dating, and the host of this show. And today, we're going to talk about the two questions that you need to ask yourself about any important relationship that you have. This week and every week, I'm going to share with you the greatest tools that I know to help you find love and keep it flourishing and heal your life in the process. Because all the skills of dating are just the skills of intimacy, and those are the most precious skills of all for a happy and rich life. I also want to say that you can get the transcript of this episode by going to deeperdatingpodcast.com. You can hear all my other episodes there. You can sign up for my mailing list and get free gifts there as well. And I also want to say that I and my husband have created an online dating event based on all the values that I teach that we're so excited about. And you can go to deeperdating.com to learn more about that and hear about events that will be hopefully in your neck of the woods as well. I also just want to say that everything I talk about in this episode is going to be educational in nature. It's not medical or psychiatric advice. And if you're experiencing any serious psychological or psychiatric conditions, please do seek professional help. And finally, I would so appreciate it if you could subscribe and leave me a review. Okay, so I'm going to jump in now. So today, I'm going to teach you an exercise that can bring compassion and deep insight to any of your most important relationships, romantic, friendship, family, and also point you toward greater closeness and healing and joy with your loved one. So this exercise is going to ask you to reflect on two of the absolutely most important questions that can lead us to a richer and more conscious life. The questions are completely obvious, but our ability to discount and dishonor our responses to those questions is nothing short of breathtaking, and you'll see what I mean. So what I'd like you to start by doing, and as we've done in so many of our other episodes, just do this while you're listening. You can be running, you could be walking, you could be driving. You don't need to write anything down. You could just answer these questions out loud as you go, and it will enrich you and open your eyes to deeply important intimacy themes in your life and point you toward your direction of deeper intimacy growth, which all of us want. So start out by just choosing a relationship you want to focus on. It could be someone you're dating, someone you're in a relationship with, a family member, a friend. And you can do this tons of times, so just choose whoever kind of comes up for you first now. So question number one, what interactions in this relationship inspire you the most? Touch your heart, make you feel safe, make you feel challenged, make you feel honored, make you feel like you belong, any of those kind of questions. And I'd like you to just pause the recording if you like and just list them, just list the ones that kind of inspire you the most. So I'd like you to just pause now and just kind of list them. And what I want to say is we've got macro inspirations, like deep, deep character qualities that move you greatly, ways that they are with you. And we have micro inspirations. It could be the way that this person tends to their plants or decorates their house or cooks or takes care of their pets. Anything. So macro, micro, Just think, what interactions, what things that you notice in this relationship inspire you the most? Okay, good, good. So the next question is, what interactions in this relationship hurt you the most? Now, I just want to speak a little bit about both of these before we go any further. There's something that is existentially important in your answers to these questions, and this is why. We get the most hurt and the most inspired precisely in the places we care the most. The places we care the most are the dominant themes of our lives and our personality. They are what I call our core gifts. And it's those parts of our psyche that influence our behavior most powerfully. And because they're so central to our kind of emotional, spiritual DNA, the way we relate to them determines our self-esteem more than almost anything else, and also determines who we're sexually and romantically attracted to. And I speak about that. I'm not going to speak about that in this episode, but it's something I speak about a lot in my work. So if you or any of us want to create a really useful user's manual for the relationship you're focusing on and for you, it's so important to become increasingly familiar with the answers to those two questions for yourself, but also for your loved ones. So these tender parts of ourselves, and we're going to get to my asking you the question about the things that hurt the most in a moment, but these tender parts of you are highly active in your closest relationships. And I call them core gifts. And they're like fingerprints. At first glance, it seems like they're like everybody else has. Everyone wants respect, independence, love, safety. We all want those things. But on closer reflection, we want different facets of those in different ways. What's important to one person is not as important to the other, and vice versa. The things that are highly, highly charged for us, another person might not realize how much these things mean to us, and we might not even honor how much they mean to us. And that is one of the deepest components of self-love, is to recognize the things that are so deeply charged for us and matter so much, and learn to hold them with what I call cupped hands, with honor, with treasuring. Those are the parts of ourselves that feel the most vulnerable. And those are the parts that it feels most urgent that we feel seen and understood and appreciated. They're also the parts of ourselves that we are the most easily likely to hide and cover up, because it's better not to be disappointed. But when we do that, we're living a life that kind of love bounces off of us instead of having this kind of deep permeability to love. Within these qualities, these things where you get the most hurt and you feel the most inspiration lie your unique genius and also your deepest ability to give and receive love. So what I'd like you to do now is just kind of think back on your past experiences in this relationship. And I want you to think about the moments that you have felt micro hurts or major hurts. These simple moments, as well as the moments of inspiration, can tell you worlds about who you are and who your loved one is and what matters the most to each of you. And when we see that, in those kind of reflections, there's a feeling of truth, like not necessarily this sense of grand universal truth, but a sense of personal truth. This touches me where I live. This really does hurt me. This really does cause me to wilt, to shrink, to pull back, to retreat, to be angry. Or this really does make my heart feel full and filled and joyful and peaceful. So what I'd like you to do now is to take a moment and now think about, in this relationship, the kind of things that hurt the most, macro and micro. Not for the reason of kind of vilifying this other person, but for the reason of understanding what the hurts are so that you can be a better custodian of your heart in this relationship and hence in every relationship. So take a few moments to do that. Now you can again pause the recording. Good. Okay. So now I just want you to just take a moment and think about the themes that emerged again and again. The things that gave you joy when they were met and honored, the things that caused pain when they were not. And when you take the time to notice these themes, it's kind of like a connect the dots kind of puzzle. You connect the themes and you realize that a few themes come up again and again. What emerges is a picture of your truest self. These are the things that matter most in an intimate relationship. It really affects me when someone can't share their vulnerability and I'm kind of going out on a limb. It really affects me when someone doesn't stand for me when it's hard and scary to do that, because I do that for other people. When I see someone being really brave and creative in the face of adversity, when I see someone being kind when it would be just as easy or even easier to be not so kind, these things kill me. They move me so deeply. Just if you take a moment and think about the things that hurt you the most and the most regularly and that fill your heart the most regularly, you will begin to see the themes of you, the true colors of you. So I want to say something about joy here, and it's something I've talked about a lot in different episodes. But often we pass over our moments of joy instead of really relishing them. It's a journey to be able to comfortably sit with our joys. I know for me that that's been one of the biggest challenges of my life, is being able to bear joy in a kind of quiet, non-quake-y kind of way. And often we feel uncomfortable or unworthy in the face of our moments of expansion or inspiration. And then we try to minimize our good feelings, like, oh, everybody feels the same thing. Or immediately we parry the joy with kind of self-deprecating way of thinking that minimizes the positive that we just had. Because inspiration can frighten us. It makes our defenses kind of quake. It invites like a superstitious fear that the opposite, that the other shoe is going to drop. So for most of us, we really can bear joy only for like a few fleeting moments. And then it quickly kind of turns into critique or assessment or analysis. I know that's true for me. And the task of thinking of those small joys, not just as nice moments, but as portals to something incredibly precious, incredibly big, incredibly important. That's a different way to think. So we minimize our hurts too. We tell ourselves we're being too sensitive. We say that all the time, or that we're supposed to be the bigger person. And yeah, we do not want a kind of oversensitivity to make everything worse than it is. We don't want that. And it's good to be a bigger person when we feel like we can. But if we don't honor our hurts and listen really closely to the truths about the relationship and about us that they're trying to tell us, we are going to keep repeating the same patterns in this relationship again and again. But as you learn to listen to the things that feel wrong, and you learn to hold and treasure and appreciate and express your appreciation for the things that feel right, your relationship turns richer. If it's a romantic sexual relationship, that opens the door for more sexuality, more sensuality, more embracing, a deeper sense of radical intimacy. And the same is true of non-sexual, non-romantic relationships, a more radical intimacy where we feel so cared for and so willing to go out on a limb for the other person. So you've done this exercise now, and I want to encourage you to just allow yourself time to process it and reflect. Because in going through that, you have now touched on some of the most precious and important and influencing parts of your being. And that's a really big thing. And so you can imagine, what would it be like to walk through the world honoring those parts of yourself, the inspirations and the hurts, honoring them more fully and richly? Okay, so now we're moving on to part two of this exercise. And this is hard, but fabulous. You're going to redo the same process for your loved one. You're going to try to place yourself in his or her or their shoes and imagine how he or she or they would answer the same questions about your relationship. So the first one is, what do you think in you inspires this person? Maybe they've told you, maybe you have to guess, but take a minute and you can pause this again and list the things that you think inspire them about you, that they need about you, that they rely on from you, that they look up to, that make them feel safe in the world, that make them feel inspired in the world, that make them feel taken care of. So do that now. And now, this is a good one. It really is. It's hard, but it's a good one. If this loved one would have to articulate the ways that they felt most hurt in the relationship, and I just want to say again, this is an invitation to you to take on your most beautiful and important intimacy lessons. I know it's hard and I know it's humbling, but that's part of the beauty of this journey, because anything you take in and go, oh my gosh, yeah, I can see that I have hurt this person I love. I can see that I have missed their cues. I can see that I haven't seen their deepest self. All of those things, those are good. Those are gold. When you see that, even though you feel pain, I believe that you will be filled with a sense of goodness and quiet, because you'll know that you're doing the beautiful, beautiful work of intimacy that you need so much. So now take a moment. You can pause the recording and think about this. What would be the micro and even macro hurts that this person would say? So be brave, dive in, just take a few moments, minutes to pause this and then answer those questions. Good. So think again about what this person in your imagination said, and what were the themes that emerged again and again? Because the more you understand and appreciate these precious parts of your loved one, the more this loved one will feel loved and valued by you, the more there'll be this real hardcore sense of that true growth that feels so good when you and the other person begin to learn each other's language and change as you know you need to change. There's almost nothing better than that. And the more this happens, the more joy and connection is going to be possible in that relationship. So, thank you so much for doing this brave exercise. I imagine you have a lot to think about, a lot to hold. And just these simple questions are such an act of grace. Where is my loved one being hurt? Where are they being inspired? Where am I feeling hurt? Where am I feeling inspired? They're just such glorious questions. And another gift in them is that you will tap into a native joy inside yourself the more you do this and live this. Now, I guess I want to say another thing, which is that if some of the stuff is truly deeply wounding for you that your partner has done or that you have done, that will take more work. That will take more talk. That will take conversation after conversation. It could take years of work. But as they say, relationships are a process of rupture and repair. And when we're willing to do the repair work, that is just such a wonderful thing. And the more you do this exercise, the deeper your own self-love is going to become. So please try this exercise. You've probably just tried it. You can do it again and again. But I'd love it too if you went to deeperdatingpodcast.com and clicked Ask Ken and just share any experience, any insights, any reflections that you had with this process with our community. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to seeing you next week on the Deeper Dating Podcast.
And that's it for today's episode of Deeper Dating. Be sure to go to deeperdatingpodcast.com as Ken has a few more gifts for you. Then join us on the next episode.